My name's Adele Onyango, and welcome to another episode of Legally Clueless. No, seriously, I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. Hey you, welcome to this week's episode of Legally Clueless. This is what's coming up.
So he called me, told me, hi, I have a makeup studio which I had set up for another famous makeup artist. So he was like an investor. So he built the makeup artist's name, but the makeup artist was the face of the shop and the brand, but he was there, he was the investor. And he told me, the makeup artist that was here, he has misbehaved, they have broke into the shop, they have stolen all the products, they have left the town, they are nowhere to be seen, and I need the shop to be running. But here was the catch. He told me, you know, this is money laundry business you're about to join, huh? Yes. And they told me because I went to town in a boardroom.
That is the final part of Johnny the hairdresser's story. It's coming up a little later in this episode. Now, before we jump into the story, I am super excited to let you know that for Manalist Women Live, we have our waitlist officially open. I haven't told you the secret, but it's finally out of the bag. On the 26th of September, we're going to have the first ever For Manalist Women Live. If you've ever wanted to experience the conversations that we have on the show in real life, this is for you. It's going to be an afternoon of powerful conversations, connection with other Manalist women, building Manalist communities, and just joy with women from across Africa. I know I'm not alone when it comes to craving deeper friendships, you know, meaningful conversations, being in rooms where after you go home, you're like, that was something. I feel expanded. If you've felt that, this is a room that you have to be in. I'd absolutely love to see you there. So, step one is you joining the waitlist. The waitlist gives you first access to our early bird tickets and event updates before everyone else. Another thing that makes this waitlist super, super special to me is that For Manalist Women has never been about us building in a little room somewhere and then coming out and just shoving things down your throat. It has been a collaboration with you. And so once you join the waitlist, one of the questions allows you to let us know how the first For Manalist Women Live can be meaningful for you. I'm super excited, guys. I'm super excited. I have not slept ever since I knew we were going live this week for the waitlist. I was just like, oh my God, I'm excited. I'm anxious. I'm like, oh, we're finally doing this. So I would really love it if you join the waitlist. But also, if you know other Manalist women in your squad of girlies, if it's workmates, if it's people that you hang out with, if it's even your sisters or your cousins who you know embody that Manalistness, send them the link to join the waitlist. And that link is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you on the 26th of September. The other thing I need to share before we jump into the final part of Johnny's story, as we're talking about community, one more reminder, our next Legally Clueless Wellness Talk is happening this Saturday, the 25th of July, and the ticket portal is closing this Thursday. So you have until Thursday, the 23rd, to book your slot. And in case you missed it, this month's conversation is called Divorce Scare. We're going to be looking at when the marriage ends or when the long-term relationship ends, how do you find yourself again? My personal therapist, Faith Guchu, is the guest speaker. And we're just unpacking that, you know, especially since personally, I can speak because I have experience. Divorce doesn't just end a marriage. It has the potential to shake your identity. It can shake your confidence. It can shake your finances, your friendships, and even just your vision of what the future looks like. And if you're navigating that season or you care about somebody who is, this is a conversation that you and that person need to be part of. We're going to explore how to process the grief that comes with divorce. How do we rebuild your identity? How do we untangle ourselves from shame and self-blame? How do you heal before your next chapter? What does co-parenting look like, or changing family dynamics? My favorite bit that we're going to talk about is how to learn how to trust yourself again. That's been a big one for me. And honestly, just creating a life that genuinely feels like your own. And if you've been meaning to join us, this is your reminder not to wait. Do not feel any shame about joining this wellness talk, okay? It is a safe space. You can join anonymously because it's virtual. So you can join with a different name. You can ask questions anonymously if that's going to help you feel safer. But just always know it's a safe space, and we would absolutely love to have you there. If you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I've been thinking about it, but I've been scared, this is your sign to join us. There is a link in the show notes for you to book your slot. I'll do so ASAP. All right, let's jump into the final part of Johnny's story. Over the last two episodes, he has shared what it was like growing up, being bullied, just for simply being himself, right? And how choosing courage over comfort led him into a struggling salon apprentice, then to styling some of Kenya's biggest celebrities. And in this final part, everything changes. His business begins to crumble. Depression starts to creep in. He may have to close his studio. And then one unexpected moment changes everything. 100 African stories on Legally Clueless. Stories from Africa.
So when I left, I didn't have a game plan. Because I'm like, I'm not giving up something that I'm starting right now for the sake of your program, which has only remained with one season. We finish. Then, after that, because me, I was there like, okay, when you finish set, then. So I left. I went to one of my friend's studio and requested him if I can be bringing my clients. Mark you, since I didn't have clients because I was on set 24/7, I didn't have clientele. Because now clients know Johnny is for Selena, is for Mama Nani, is for Sister Bernard, it's for, you know, Philomena. They knew that. And they knew Philomena was acting on this show. They knew Alice was working on this show. So they know, Johnny, if you want him, you can't get him. Because most of the gigs I used to cancel. Because they're like, I want that hairstyle for Philomena we saw on TV. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm full-time here. So I didn't have a solid clientele. So when I went to his studio, I went in as a... No, I went back to where I came from. Salon, commission-based salary. And I'm used to full-time payment with bonus. Hey, they used to pay us very... Hey! But, so, I'm at... Well, I'm at... On by my friend's studio, Nico too, because I don't have clients. So I used to... depend on his clients. So if he have a clients for makeup, I ask him. So you just ask him if she wants flat iron, curls or something. Cause I have bills. Cause my lifestyle has changed. Yeah, from paying me 10,000 to a lot of money, come with six figure. Like even the houses I've moved. I have now a car. Like I have. Things to do, have bills to pay. So I literally had to look for something that could sustain me. During the first few months, of course, it was difficult. The pay was not as much. But I thank God for my friend because his clientele were also very high-end clients. So even the money he used to charge them, it was like, it's not as much, but it's enough. So I stayed there. I got a call from a Muslim guy. We had met him with him at a local joint somewhere. And he was like, what do you do? I'm like, I do hair, makeup. And was like, okay, so can I have your number? In future, we might talk. And coincidentally, he called me at that same time. I was like looking for somewhere to go and something to do. So he called me. He told me, hi. I have a makeup studio, which I had set up for another famous makeup studio. Makeup artist. So he was like an investor. So he built the makeup artist's name, but the makeup artist was the face of the shop and the brand, but he was the client. He was the investor. And he told me, oh, the makeup artist that was here, he has misbehaved. They have broken into the shop. They have stolen all the products. They have left the town. They are nowhere to be seen. And I need the shop to be running. But here was the catch. He told me, you know, this is money laundry business you're about to join, huh? Yes, yes. And they told me because I went to town in a boardroom. Muslim men, yes, wameka hapo. They were like, you know, he's going to pump in 2 million every month. He's going to be pumping in 5 million. He'll be pumping 10 million. Like, each one of them was pumping money into my account. But under whose expense? Moi. Because my face is the face of the brand, my account details, my payments, nini. So they were like, we just want you to set up a space. And since we've seen your TikTok, we've seen you do hair and makeup, you have the potential. So come. Yes! They were like, Johnny, we want to start this. I was like, give me time to think about it. They were like, we don't have time, Johnny. We want you to sign the contract and we start tomorrow. Because it was in the morning, they were like, we want you to sign right now. Give us a list of everything that you need. We send you the money. You do everything today. Tomorrow, we are up for business. They asked me, how much do you need to buy makeup products? In my head, I was like, 200, 500. They were like, will 2 million be enough for you? They're like, Brother Marcus, 2 million be enough for products? I'm like, where is this? But then I called my sister. We are very close with my sister. And I told her what's happening. And she was like, run. Go. Because if things go south, watakujia nani? It is me. And you have, the evidence is written all over your face. You have literally everything, the evidence. What are jiondoa ubaki? And I'm so glad I didn't accept that because I could still be there under their masses. Because once you get that money, you're like, I've not worked hard for this money. You tend to be too comfortable with it. Because this is not your real money. Because if they pump in 2 million and they only want the amount we've worked for the day, even if it's 1,000 or 10,000, I'll get my 10% share from that 1 million, you see? So it was such a good deal, a sweet one, but it was too good to be true. So I declined it. I told them, yeah, I'm not taking it. And they were like, why? You have the potential. We've been looking for you. I'm like, yeah, but in the long run, I'm going to be the one to pay for the consequences. So yeah, I won't take it. And then I didn't take that gig, or rather that job, to be their in-house makeup artist. So I went back to my friend. We continued working. He supported me very much. I started now getting my own clientele through him. But then we were working so well with him, and it was nice. Until I got a space. During the same time, tukifanya kazi na yeye, a photographer friend of mine was launching his new studio. We knew each other uko 2018, and he was in town at that time. So he was moving to a bigger space in Westlands. So I had told him, if you need a makeup artist, a stylist in-house, you can let me know. But in town, the space was kidogo. So he didn't want to accommodate me. So when he moved to the new studio in Westlands, he told me, actually, I'm setting up a space for you to come. You be our in-house makeup artist and hairstylist. And that is how I got to move from my friend's studio, and I went to that new place. So in that place, it was either we do commission or I pay the rent. And I was like, since I already have my clientele, I can at least pay the rent for that space. And I got it. And I stayed there. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah, I regained what I had lost. So the people on set finished. The other makeup artists were jobless. They didn't have anything to do. And this is not like 1.5 years later. I've already set my studio. I have clientele. I'm getting other gigs from music videos, from other short films. I was getting TVC commercials. Like I went back to where I left from the production, even though the money was not as consistent, but I was not as bad. So I started saving up. I saved until I stayed there for like 3 years in that studio. I also built clientele because his clients now who came on in the studio, they were like, kumbe you guys have an in-house makeup artist and hairstylist. Yes. And I see you on Instagram. You style so and so. Yes, you style so and so. So the me leaving the production was a blessing in disguise because they were like, at least you came out with a name, a relatable name. So I saved up enough and I was like, now I'm ready to move to my new studio. So I moved from Westlands. I still went to Westlands. I got like a nice, cute space, renovated it, you know, bought some equipment, bought other things. You know, I edited that space. It looked really nice. It was like a small space, but it was doing the job. Started doing hair classes and makeup. And that is when now I started focusing on training on students, because through that, we now have a program, Sister Nancy, Glam Hair and Makeup Mentorship Program. It is called Sister Nancy's Hair and Makeup Mentorship Program. Come correct. So through that, we got to get more students. Now I came to name it, really, I'll get to that. So I started getting like 2 students, 3 students, 4 students, 5, 10. So in a month, I used to get like 5 students and it was okay. And it helped me. So I sold the other. Actually, I had an accident with the first car. It was written off. Then I got the second car. And I was like, oh, thank God. At least I'm in a position now to even save up and get a new car. And, you know, this is Mamisha Maisha. So also at that time, I also moved to a nicer house, to a better neighborhood. Things were now looking well. And honestly, from that time till last year, was it last year? No, 2024. So 2024, see, I'm still on the other side on Westlands in my own studio. Things are moving, content is booming. So I came from doing transitions. I was doing lip syncs for Nyako. They're now trending. They were trending. I was getting brand deals. I worked with very international brands. Like, things were now moving the way they were supposed to move. But now 2024 came. 2024, I don't know what happened. That year was bad. Business-wise, brand-wise, everything went downhill real quick. So come to 2025, I was like, let me close down my studio because paying the rent, students are not there. It's a bit much. I still have my bills. It was a bit much. I was getting into debts and I'm like, let me expect a gig. I will pay. And they accumulated. I even closed the shop. And sasa happened, Yoshida sasa zilianza kufika, Brother Marcus. Depression kicked in. Because you are coming from this lifestyle and you are seeing unadidimia slowly, slowly. You are vanishing. Yet you are known on Instagram. You are known on TikTok. This is a celebrity hairstylist. He's expensive. And one thing I learned working with celebrities or rather influencers, public figures, especially the Kenyan ones, they don't have money. Very few celebrities and influencers pay the amount you're supposed to pay. They'll pay you with tagging and exposure. And we were among the first hairstylists and makeup artists to work with celebrities. So we used to work for them for free. And they were not paying. Then we post. Then clients think because you are styling Sister Philomena, you are very expensive, so they don't even book you. Yes! That's the downside of using like influencers for your, like, especially if you are offering services. Is it because it's a mikono? Don't do it. If you are selling products, fine. But if you're a hairstylist, makeup artist, just start with the people that you know. If you start uko kwa kina sijui nani, people will treat you to their standard. Because they are celebrities, they don't have clients, they have fans. No, no. Their work is just to, you know, publicize your name and your brand. Their work is not to bring you sales. No. Yes, we used to get clients, but they used to be like, hey, if Johnny is styling Amber, hey, Johnny must be very expensive. If Johnny is styling Kate, hey, Kate, why Johnny at a, you see, you get the gist. Like, if you associate yourself with some people, your access already is limited. You know, because at our Nogopa, like, if Johnny is so close to this celebrity, then yes, he level yango. So you end up losing money and looking like you have money on social media or you have clients. That's the downhill of using these influencers, especially for makeup, hair, and services. So, yes, I was booming on TikTok, Instagram, but no money. Hakuna chums. Brands at the time, they are like, hey, Johnny has grown. Ile rate tulimu approaching now, I believe amepandisha. And that's the time you're looking for brands. So a lot of things were happening during that time, and I closed down my studio for Westlands. So when I closed down the studio, I was like, sasa next ninini, nirudi home. Yes! I go back home. Yeah, because what am I doing in Nairobi? Nina post. I am posting. Nothing. 2, 3, 5 clients. Wedding here and there. This and this there. So you have all that stress. You left a very well-paying job. You're working with celebrities, high-profile people. I didn't take the investment. I bought a car instead. I didn't save up. I was literally living, I was surviving. 2024, yeah. So nikaka home. I stayed home for like 2 months. Yeah. And I even told my family, sasa, kimeni rambam se. Like, I don't have income anymore. Brands, they were not as much. Yes, I used to get money here and there. But it was now for sustaining me, my shopping, my car rent. As long as my rent and my bills and my car was fueled, I'm okay. And that's such a risky space to be at. Because you're literally living hand to mouth. So I came home, 2 months, thinking, depression. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? And God sent his angel. He sent another lady. She had a salon and a makeup studio. And she was also going through some things. She needed some help with the management and the organization and the planning and the rejuvenation of her brand. So I went to her space. She was like, Johnny, come, we partner. We revive the classes. You remember I had started classes? So I was getting classes, students, but I didn't have a station to take them. Utawapeleka kwa nyumba? No. You don't have somewhere you can... And remember, I came from the other studio, my friend's studio. I can't go back there because I already have someone else. My other friend also was like, I have a hair person who is permanent. So for you to come, unless nikuweko kwa payroll, I'll be paying you the way I'm paying them. And I'm like, no. So I used to have students. I cancel them. There are some who even came to the extreme of coming to my house to be taught. Like 2 of them. But how risky is that? Like, you don't know who is coming and you don't know their intentions. So I stopped doing the house call classes. So when she called me, she was like, actually, we can be doing classes together. And I was like, oh, okay. What's the angle? Well, like, since you do hair, I do makeup, and you also do makeup, we can combine. If you bring students on your end, this is your cut. If I bring students on your end and you teach them, this is your cut as well. And it worked. We started like with 2 students, 3 students. So from 2024, the end of 2024, things started becoming better. Things were now okay. 2025, things were better. We now had more students. Then mid-2025 is when I started. We were getting like 5 students, 3 students. And I was like, it's better than none. So come 2025 mid, I was invited for an event, and it was like a wedding. An influencer told us, this is my wedding, and I'd love to see you guys there. And you were like, wow, we'd come through for you, girl. we are coming for you. Like, this is your wedding day. You are so nice. Aki, this, I'm so happy for you. Like, we were genuinely happy for her. We were like, I think 50 plus influencers who were attending the wedding. So it was a big, big thing. Wedding, quote unquote. So we went and did an entire outfit with feathers on my... It was a dramatic outfit, corset, everything. Because you see now, this time also I'm getting brands. I have a following now. I'm influencing now. Things are now better. So I went there as an influencer. Kufika uko at the event. Tell me why this chick is launching her school. It was a polytechnic or a college. Kumbe the husband, the name of the husband is the school. The husband was not in the room with us. There was no husband. Yes! And I got so mad because I'd spent a lot of money making that outfit. Then I just went home. I saw it. I was like, this is bull. Yes. And I was like, this is bullshit. I can't stay here. And I went home after a few cocktails. I was like, this is mad. I took my Uber and I went home. So when I got home, I went on live to rant on TikTok. And people were like, hey, you look so smart. Can you rate people how they wore? I was like, oh, so-and-so was wearing this, so-and-so was wearing this, so-and-so was wearing this. And at that time, I didn't know some of the influencers' names. So I was like, Sister Nancy and Brother Bernard. Randomly, I was like, Sister Nancy was wearing this bad dress. Sister Nancy. So I was talking as I was attaching their pictures on live. Kumbe people are taking screen recordings. And the next morning, I woke up due to like 1,200 followers more. And I was trending mad on TikTok. Johnny. And then they're like, who is this guy who has opinion on people's outfits and he's a hairstylist? And that was the birth of now me doing reviews. There's a lady called Shonarwa. Shonarwa was doing the reviews back then. So when Shonarwa was, because that video trended for like a week. Because now the trending of you lied to us, then now me doing the reviews of how the event was. So Shonarwa called me. She was like, babe, tebu, anguka na yo, Sister Nancy, Brother Mered in the reviews. No one is doing it right now. I was like, no, I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist. What business do I have in the fashion space? She was like, I'm not asking you. I am telling you to be doing them. I was the one who was doing them. Now I'm handing it over to you. Why? You have the potential, charisma, nerve, and talent. I was like, no, babe. He was like, Johnny, you'll thank me later. So I did now a second review of everyone's outfits, part 2. And I also did part 3. Boom. People are like, who the hell is Sister Nancy and Brother Bernard? So Sister Nancy, Brother Bernard became now a household name. So this is another business, or rather another field of entertainment. You know, Mimi, I was like an educative hair and makeup content creator. I was there just for do transitions, lip sync. I show you how to lay your wig. That's it. But now, I am a reviewer. And not hair and makeup, even fashion. So to gain trust from people who are used to you to being a hairstylist, now you're calling yourself a fashionista. Where the hell did you come from, Brother Marcus? Do you have all it takes to review other people? So it came with that. And Sean told me, Sister Nancy, tebu, anguka nayo. So I was also even telling people, tebu, from the slang ili ya Kiswahili, tebu, ondoka, tebu kuja hapa. So I was dragging it to tebu. And people caught that as well. So people caught 3 things, Sister Nancy, Brother Bernard, and tebu. So from then, I started doing reviews for other brands. I started doing reviews for events. People are now sending me their photos when they are at events. They are like, Johnny, please do reviews for us. And that's how now I got to be getting reviews from brands, from the big, big brands. And now that's a different angle because this is event coverage. So even the rates are different. Everything is different. Everything is now on another level. And so far, so good. We've worked with many brands. Some we are working with them. Others we have long-term partnerships. There are some events. We signed a contract for a long time. Every time they have events, I have to do a review for them. So I was like, this is actually a blessing in disguise. It came with its own shenanigans as well, because there was a time I was not dressed per the people's expectations, and people came for me. A good one. They were like, wewe una review watu and you are dressed like this. Your lace is lifting. Your makeup is looking how? And I'm like, I'm only human as well. So, but I was like, if you are not getting hate, then you're not doing something that you love. Clock it. If people are not hating on what you do, then you don't love what you are doing. Because if you love what you are doing, people will see the benefits and everything that comes with it, and they'll be jealous. And they are like, I would do this better. So let me show him through trashing him. Let me show him how these reviews are done through insulting me. So a lot of people did many reviews and videos and opinions that I'm not, you know, capable of doing the reviews. I am not worthy to review celebrities. I'm not worth, like, to go to events and review people on set. Yes. People are like, how can you go to an event and disorient people's minds because you told them, ako kango ni kabaya? How would you go to someone's event and start pointing out people's mistakes? Who gave you that permission? Like, people are very mad and angry with that review. But if people don't hate on you, you're not doing anything. Because there's nothing to hate. People hate the rich because they are projecting what they don't have. And fast forward till now, 2025, it ended very well. It was nice. It ended on a very good note. Now coming 2026, I still proceeded with the reviews. Right now, we've taught like 50 plus students since January. Even 50 is kidogo, I think 100 students. Now with the sister Nancy, you're trashing me. Cool. Kujeni niwafunze makeup and hair. And we got students, and my partner and I tuko tunaulizana, what? Tuko tunafunga hadi list. We are like 10 students per month. Nothing more, nothing less. 10. And they used to exceed to even 15. They are like, please, please take me. We are like, nope, table. So it was a blessing. I told my partner, I was like, they're trashing me. And she was like, advertise classes. There are people who are trusting you, Joni, with this, the reviews. And I got students, both hair and makeup. Through that, I also got another gig. I went now to production, to another media house. And now they took me as Sister Nancy. So my brand name changed from Joni Hair Design, and now people call me Sister Nancy or Brother Bernard. Most people even don't know I'm called Joni. And the following ill spike. Within 6 months, I'd gained like 200K followers. From 132 something to 300 point something. Yes! The production, the one that I'm working on currently, they gave me like, I think, 15 shows. And that's now where I started now taking the students that I had trained to be interns there. So in that also production house, I'm bringing food literally to the table because they like to recruit a lot of interns, especially in the production space. So they took me as Sister Nancy. And through that Sister Nancy, I got even other TV shows to be doing. we did a show. I got a gig for Netflix.
Yeah,
we did an entire series. They were like, Johnny, Sister Nancy, can you act? I was like, aye. Bring it on. They were like, we don't want Johnny. We want Sister Nancy. You see the way you are ruthless, honest, that. Come, this is your role, and the role requires that. And we did an entire Netflix show. Badu Jatoka, it's going to come out soon. Yeah, through that, the same, in that same TV program, because right now we are working with TV 47, mm-hmm. I got a show called I Am Glam. And so far we have shot like 10 episodes. It's a Get Ready With Me show where I tell you my story. I tell my followers and fans on online, TikTok, Instagram to send me their life experiences. Then you do a story time based on what you went through as I do makeup and as I show you. Literally, I'm just getting ready, but in a digital TV kind of setup. So a lot of things happen. I got a lot of requests, endorsements. I've got a lot of clients to work with. Star Times had reached out for Real Talk, a reality show talk kind of thing. KTN had reached out as well. They wanted to do like a competition, a makeup competition kind of thing. Yeah. So since then till now, I'm still trusting the process. I decide, I'm just like, I don't know where the road is leading us, but we're on the right track. Because through me, through the Sister Nancy, Brother Bernard, I managed to get students and also it to become a brand of its own. Last weekend, we launched the Reviews by Johnny. We launched the Reviews by Johnny and it is now official. Now we have a YouTube channel. We have a YouTube show and we are now monetizing it. Because when we posted the first video for the Reviews by Johnny, I went to an event, the Maybelline Galentine's event in February. And the video within 6 days had like 80 plus viewers. 80,000 views in 6 days. Someone who has never posted on YouTube in 3 years. Because I had a YouTube channel just for fun. I was posting my vlogs. It was just for fun. But now we have 80,000 views in 6 days. So the company that had organized that event called me for more and more campaigns. Yeah. And now we have a show. We have a school, yeah, and we are partnering with other brands. So it was not easy, honestly, but you just have to trust the process. Hey, what I'll tell Johnny is, Brother Marcus, you think it's tough being bullied here? Yeah? It's tougher outside. So brace your skin, brace yourself, and be ready for war. Because now the bullying from high school was the same bullying I got online when I was starting. Yes! Because they are like, who is this guy? Because, you know, there are not a lot of cross-dressers in Kenya that we know of. With great power comes great responsibility. People are not used to this, us seeing a man with a dress and food and looking nice. And even embodying the woman anatomy by wearing paddings, by wearing, you know, the bras and all, the corsets. We are literally editing ourselves to become a woman. What is that in the African society? Exactly. It's an add off. As a man, at a cutex of a kupaka, then there's me and Kenosia with nails. And not just nails, acrylic nails. And not acrylic nails, French nails, tips. And not just French tips, nails, pointed nails. So who the are you? And it's even tougher because these people, they are not telling you face to face. You know, in bullying in high school, yes, it was face to face, but there was some kind of, you know, kuogopa, maybe he can report me or something, but it was there. You could feel it. The energy was off. But now these are people telling you online, behind the screens. So they're telling you anything they would want. So to come from, to tell Joka Johnny at, oh, Nini, at that time, if we have Johnny here, this younger version of me, I'll tell him, Sanans, you think high school was tough? The outside world is tougher and it's worse. So brace yourself, get a thick skin, put your armor on, twende kazi.
Catch more African stories in the next episode of Legally Clueless. What an absolutely powerful, powerful end to this wonderful story. It's been a three-week journey that I have absolutely loved. I feel like Johnny's story is one that is just so inspiring. It's what you need to listen to in case you are doubting your career path, doubting your passion. It's so clear that every chapter, even the painful ones, was like preparing him for the next, right? So like if he hadn't left the production house, if his business hadn't slowed down, if he'd never had to close his studio, if that fake wedding even hadn't happened, there would be no Sister Nancy or Brother Bennett, no reviews, no new audience, no new chapter. And it's just one of those things where like you can only connect the dots in hindsight. So trust the process and just have a bit of courage like Johnny. I'd love to know what is the one thing that you're taking from his story now that we've come to the final part of it. Let me know in the comment section wherever you're listening to this on. And if you, while listening to Johnny's story, have felt inspired to share your own story, you're African, you've got a story, we want to hear it. It is valid as it is. Eh? No performance, no nothing. Just fill out our storyteller form. A link to it is in the show notes, and one of our correspondents is going to get back to you. Do not forget, the For Manaless Women Live waitlist is now open. The link is in the show notes. Make sure you sign up. I would love to see you at our inaugural live. And if you'd love to attend our Divorce Care Wellness Talk, the ticket portal closes this Thursday, so grab your spot while you can. And thank you so much for listening to this episode to the very end. I truly appreciate you. And I know that you have every single thing it takes to heal. That's it for this episode of Legally Clueless. You can share this podcast with your friends. You can keep it for yourself. I'm not judging. Just make sure you're here next week for the next episode.